You Are More, a podcast to inspire vision, hope, passion, and enlightenment to help facilitate and move you forward in all that you are called and created to both do and be on this earth. You are more. Welcome to my podcast, You Are More. I'm your host, Amy, and I am excited to be here with you today. It's the end of January. We are literally through the first 31 days of year 2024. And all year long, since about October, I've been saying 2024, your year for more. 2024, your year for more. I've said it over and over and over. And I'm involved in a coaching group right now, and we're moving through a four-week course on literally developing a personal mission statement, getting a definiteness of purpose, adopting mindsets that work for us instead of against us, eliminating disempowering thoughts, eliminating disempowering words, and literally just bringing an awareness of how we think, how we speak, and the power that it has on our life and the trajectory that it sets for our future. So that's been a fun, really rewarding experience. I hope that the people that are doing it are enjoying it. But I want to talk to you about today, like, as much as I will sit there and say that 2024, your year for more, I know that every day I have to make a decision to either get up and chase my dreams or to back away from them. I have to choose every day to pursue or to not pursue. And here's the truth of the matter of it. If I don't pursue it, my dreams, one day, does it impact anybody? No, they don't know it. I know it. If I don't pursue it day two, do they know it? No, I know it. Here's the thing. When you're not in pursuit, when you're not in action, when you're not in movement, it may, because movement can be so small. I mean, I don't care if you move an inch during the day. Like, you make an inch of progress. If you make just 1 foot of progress, like, literally one step towards progress is huge when you put the compounding factor to it, right? But I was talking with someone today, and they are walking through a dark spot. It is a dark night. And if any of you have walked through those kind of trying seasons, maybe you're walking through them right now, and you're saying, Amy, it doesn't feel like 2024 is my year for more. I'm literally sucking air, and I feel like I'm crawling. I'm literally crawling, and I don't know what to do. I've never been in such a state of flux. I have to tell you something. I actually think the world is in flux. I think that, I don't know how to describe it except for I told someone this morning, like, tectonic plates are shifting, and leaders that have been leaders are shifting, and they're moving out of the way, and other people are rising up and moving in. And I feel like that's happening in every industry, throughout the globe, throughout the church, throughout the world. Like, there's such a shifting going on. There's a shifting of systems. There's a shifting, literally everything. And COVID changed a lot, but I think even more so than COVID. I mean, we've got AI now, which is a massive game changer. But then also just think that information used to double every 25 years. Information is doubling every 24 hours now. So there's no wonder that it's so hard to keep up, and everything feels like it's shifting and shifting and shifting. And this morning I was, I get up early. I have a morning routine that I like to follow. And I was thinking about, I was looking at all the different things, and I started to get into overwhelm. How am I going to keep up with this? How do I do that? How do I do this? And you can get into overwhelm pretty easy, right? You can get into overwhelm, and overwhelm will do one thing. It'll distract you. Overwhelm is a distraction because it distracts you from putting the 1 foot forward that you need to put forward. It distracts you from making the one call. It distracts you from showing up at the exercise class. It distracts you from, eating healthy. Distraction is the one thing that happens with overwhelm. Overwhelm just causes you to sit down and say, I'm going to sit on the sidelines again for a little bit because it's paralyzing me. I don't know exactly what to do. I can tell you this, if you'll step into the next and take one step, if that step's just going outside, if that step is just making a phone call, if that step, whatever it is, if you'll just take one step, put your makeup on. I don't know. One step, you can move the needle forward in your life. But I was thinking about something. If you're walking through a season that you're like, I'm not energized right now. I don't feel passion right now. I don't feel purpose right now. I've had those seasons. Take heart. But I was reading something this morning, and I love this. This is in Psalm 16:7 out of the Amplified. It says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart instructs me in the night seasons. I've set the Lord continually before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Some of you are facing waves and you've got things going on in your life. You've got circumstances that are literally crashing against the banks of your life. And it is causing great distress. It's causing great turmoil, great anguish. And for those of you that are in that spot, this morning, again, I was just looking at this and I'm like, Psalm 18, which I love this. Because I'm like, okay, for you cause my lamp to be lighted and to shine. The Lord, my God, illumines by darkness. He illumines by darkness. So for by you, I can run through a troop, and by my God, I can leap over a wall. His way is perfect. He is a shield to those who take refuge. And here's where I love the God who girds me with strength and makes my way perfect. He's a light to my darkness. He illuminates it. And so for some of you that are in that spot where you're in a difficult season, you're in a time where, man, emotionally, I'm just not engaged. Emotionally, I'm struggling to have fulfillment, to be excited, to even know what to do. I just want you to just do this. Just commit your time. Commit your way to the Lord, and he's going to make your way straight. That's one step. And one step is this. Verbalizing, I just commit my ways to you, Lord, and you're going to make my ways perfect, and you're going to make it straight. You perfect that which concerns me. You illuminate my darkness. What happens when you shine a bright light? You know, you're outside walking, you take a flashlight with you. You don't have trip hazards, do you? You can see the trip hazards. Oh, there's a rock. I don't want to stumble. He illumines my darkness. He's going to show me those things, and he makes my way perfect. So if you're walking through that bumpy stage, he makes your way perfect. He gives you strength. He girds you with strength, and he makes your way perfect. Someone needs to speak that into their circumstances. Guys, I'm telling you, because of the shifting and all the distractions that are going on in this world, I sat there this morning and I wanted to hop on social media. I did. And I hopped on it for about 2 seconds, and I thought, is this going to help me? I really need to get into God's chat room. This social media, listening to other human beings at this point, I need divine downloads. I need a download from heaven that is literally so specific for where I'm at in my life. I don't need what all these other people are saying. I just need one word from heaven. And I thought, well, I better get in the right chat room then. And so I opened up the Bible. I said, well, I'm in the right chat room. Let's go. And that jumped out at me. For you cause my lamp to be lighted and to shine. The Lord my God illumines my darkness. I love that. He illumines it. It makes it brighter. It shows me the path. It shows me the stumbling blocks. It shows me the cracks in the road. It illumines my path. He girds me with strength. He makes my way perfect. And so when you're in those situations that are dark, you're in those situations where distractions are trying to come to you, literally, if you'll start to speak those things forward, here is what I know. When you get so focused on where you're going, if you make that committed decision that I'm going to pursue what I'm on this earth to pursue, I'm going to pursue. And most of the time that it follows what you like, it follows what you naturally are good at. Like, it's not a big mystery. Just keep following the path of what you're good at, what you like to do, what interests you. Keep following the path and it'll unfold. But if you're like, I'm going to pursue it no matter what, when you get in a focused position, guess what's going to come to you? A distraction. A distraction. A distraction. And it's going to try to throw you off your game. But if you could recognize a distraction, then you can keep your peace and keep moving. Because here's what I know. A person on purpose, a person on focus, a person with absolute, I do everything on purpose, with focus, with I'm moving forward, is almost unstoppable. That focus, the power of a focused individual, is lights out one of the greatest things. You can move the needle. You can change the trajectory of so many things with absolute pure focus, right? And putting your heart and your soul behind something. It moves the needle in all areas. But guess what? Because that is a threat, because that does create options, because, you know, like if you're on this earth to do good, yeah, you have an enemy. Let's throw a little distraction. Oh, someone said something about me. Oh, I just got a big bill in the mail I wasn't expected. Oh, I just got this. Oh, I just got that. Oh, and here's the thing. Typically, it's a gut punch. But if you can recognize the fact that a distraction came to you because you're actually on the right path, if you can realize some of those distractions that are being hurled your direction are actually a signpost of ding, 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 you're on the right path. The other day, my husband and I were talking and I opened up the mail and we got some correspondence on something. I said, Steve, guess what? He goes, what? I said, we are on the right path. And he goes, what are you talking about? And I'm like, no, we're on the right path. We would like, this is so like a curveball. This is so out of left field that I know this is meant to take my attention. It's not going to take my attention. We are on the right path. And I just had to stay in peace on it. I'm staying in peace on it. Like we are on the right path. And it turns out it's actually nothing. But at 7 or 8 o'clock at night, when you get something like that, you're like, what is this? It wasn't even supposed to come to me. Here's the reality of it. You get distractions. You get things that you get a phone call to send you off, like off your focus, off your center. When you are on the right path, you have to expect distractions will come to you with an intent. But if you can keep your peace, and that's the big thing, can you stay in peace? Can you stay on purpose? Can you stay walking through the midst of distraction and still keep your focus? I'm telling you guys, if you can learn to know and navigate, oh, that's a signpost. Oh, that's a signpost. That's a signpost. I actually said to someone, I'm like, that actually, as crazy as it sounded, that letter that kind of threw me off guard at first actually encouraged me. I'm like, ugh, it encouraged me. I'm like, yep, I'm walking the right direction. I'm headed the right way. It's a signpost. So when you can flip the narrative, when you can change how you see things, right? Instead of sitting in overwhelm and what the heck, and now what are we going to do? And da, 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 da. I'm like, nope. We are on the right path. This is a signpost. I'm telling you, I'm looking at people that I know that are focused on doing big things in this earth, and I see the distractions being hurled at them. I see it coming from all different spots, all different angles, and I'm like, no, this is a distraction. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. It's all a distraction to get you off course. Don't take the bait. I'm telling you, keep moving and just be so locked in. And just know this, when you get into those dark spaces, I love that. I go back to that so much that he literally, that he has given me counsel. My heart instructs me in the night seasons because I've set the Lord continually before me, right? He's at my right hand. I shall not be moved. When the waves are crashing of circumstance, when they're crashing all around you, when it feels like I can't find a level ground, I can't find a safe spot to even stay in the game. When those things are happening, right? If you can just say, okay, you illuminate my path. You counsel me in the night. You lead me and guide me and you direct me in the way I'm to go. Guys, I'm telling you, if you stay in peace, there's your power. If you stay in purpose, there's your power. You literally become unstoppable when you can stay focused, when you can stay in peace, and you can keep moving. Got to keep moving. The whole goal of all of it is to get you on the sidelines. You just have to know the law of average is always at work. I swear that the entire system is set up that everyone would be average. The law of average is always trying to get you to settle, always trying to get you to not think bigger, always trying to keep you at a level that, don't rock the boat, stay in the mold. Don't do that. But I'm talking to you about dreaming big, dreaming bigger for your lives. Take the limitations off of your lives. I mean, I come from a really hardworking family, and that's awesome, and I'm thankful for the work ethic that I have, but sometimes that's been a limitation to me. Like, I have to work so hard to have something happen, and I do believe you have to hustle, and I do believe in putting your hand to the plow, and I do believe in work, but I also believe in, hey, if I just think bigger, maybe I just work smarter and not harder. Maybe I work smarter and do different things to create opportunities that we haven't had before. Maybe there's another path, and here's the reality of it. When the law of average is always trying to keep you on the sidelines. Man, I hate average. Who likes average? Nobody listening to this podcast likes average. You're not average. You don't like average. And you don't like the word fine either. If you're like me, I hate the word fine. Fine is one of the worst words in our vocabulary, and we have to get rid of it. Fine and average. Fine and average. I'm fine. Okay. Who needs fine? Average. Who needs average? No one really wants to live an average life. There's something so down deep on the inside of you that knows that you are on this earth for a purpose and for significance and to make an impact and to change lives. You know it. I don't care if it's through your medical degree. I don't care if it's through your business. I don't care if it's through your ministry. I don't care what it's for. You know that you are called to go to another level in your life. You're to level up, so to speak. And here's the reality of it, guys. Time does not stand still for anybody. It is moving, and it's moving faster than it's ever moved, right? That's what it feels like to me anyway. So you don't have time to just sit on the sidelines and say, I'll put that off till next year. Yeah, I'll do that next year. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll start that next week. Why start something tomorrow that you could start today? Start it now. Now is your hour of power. Start it now. Do it now. I never have understood that. Procrastination has tried to take me out. It's tried to take out a lot of people. It's a constant battle to stay out of procrastination and stay in discipline. But why do tomorrow what you can do today? And why not create the opportunity today and keep moving the ball down the road and create an impact and momentum, right? So if you're in a time frame where you're feeling down and discouraged, you feel hopeless in any way, just start to just declare, you gird me with strength and you make my way perfect. You gird me with strength and you make my way perfect. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. I'm well able. I'm well equipped. My steps are ordered of the Lord. I'm always in the right place at the right time to meet the right people, right? When you start to talk like that, you'll start to walk with a different energy. You'll start to walk with purpose. You'll start to draw more opportunities to you. Remember this. I leave you with this one thing. You always leave someone feeling some way. Your presence on another person, whether it's a 10-minute conversation, whether it's a 5-minute, hey, you just walked into a gas station, you walked into a restaurant, your presence impacts another person. They pick up, they feel something from you. So it's very easy to start to go down a path of lighting your world. Because if you know every single contact you have is an impactful contact, you just made a deposit into somebody. I don't care if it's 1 minute, 5 minutes, 30 minutes, 2 hours, whatever it is, people feel something when they're with you. And guess what I know? People forget. They'll oftentimes forget what you said. They never forget how you make them feel. Never. So remember this, as you're walking forth and you're being intentional and you're creating, you're walking into all that you're on this earth to walk in, every single contact with you that you have with another human being is an important contact, right? Don't treat it as anything other than it's an important contact. When you can enter into that, like, hey, I'm meeting someone really awesome. They may not have any ability to serve you. They may not have ability to help you. They may have nothing, but you're meeting another human being that has purpose in their life and you make contact with them. What kind of deposit do you leave with them? What is the feeling that you leave behind? Guys, I'm telling you this. So I have this 95-year-old friend and she teaches me every day and she doesn't even know she's teaching me, but I've watched something. I've watched her over the last 2 to 3 months walk through difficulty in and out of the hospital, in and out of the emergency room, a change of, you know, one area of Friendship Village to another area. And I've watched her go through great transition, but I've never seen a person be so focused on the impact that she makes on each individual that has helped her and that is working with her. And she's had times where she could be like frustrated or irritated or come on. No, I've never seen it. All I've seen is, hey, you're awesome. Hey, you're great. Thank you so much. You're beautiful. Wow. Thanks for coming to work today. I really needed you. If I've heard her say that once, I've heard her say it 100 times, but it's left a mark on me because everywhere she goes, people are drawn to her because of how she makes them feel. It's been such a good reminder for me. It's drilled down deep in me that we leave an impact on every human being we touch. Every interaction is an impactful interaction. So if you say to me, Amy, I'm in the funk, I'm in the dark, I don't know what to do. Well, start speaking opposite of that, but go get involved in somebody. Go be nice to somebody. Go light someone else's world up. Go give someone else a compliment. Go, 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 go. Movement is the best medicine, and serving another human being is the greatest healer. There is no greater healer than serving another human being, right? That has got such healing properties to it. So stay on point, stay on mission, keep going, go light your world, go make an impact on another human being. And remember this, no matter how you feel, no matter what your circumstances, you're on this earth for purpose and you're on this earth for more. You are more. I hope you've liked this podcast. If so, share it out, share it with somebody, give it a 5-star review. I love it. And hey, if you'd like to pick up my book, I do have Make It Count, and you can find that on mindsetframework.com. You can order it there. It will be on Amazon here in about probably 3 or 4 months, but I just wanted to get this out to you. We can send them on out. And I'd love to hear from you. If this podcast is making any kind of impact on you at all, I'd love to hear from you. So as always, I'll see you next week.